across the ASEAN, only on Money FM 89.3.
And today on Across the ASEAN, we train our focus on Thailand, with the country's central bank deciding to cut policy rates and join the trend to ease monetary policy across the region. These rates are close to the record lows, that is, with Thai authorities stepping up measures both monetary and fiscal to try and spur the economy out in Bangkok. What could this mean for Thai markets, though, in terms of opportunities and threats? Well, today on Across the ASEAN, we are joined by Mr. Wim Prompet. He is the CIO, or Chief Investment Officer, at Principal Asset Management in Thailand, to give us his outlook for markets for the remainder of the year. Mr. Wim, thank you so much for joining us again. It's been a while, and good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Wim, so let's talk first about this, the outlook with regards to the Bank of Thailand's recent policy decision. They decided to trim rates for the first time today. Of course, this wasn't a done deal. There were expectations that there was at least a chance that the Bank of Thailand was going to keep rates unchanged. Were you surprised by the Bank of Thailand's recent decision, or was this more or less in line with what your expectations were?
Actually, we have a call at the right day because the central bank just announced another cut today. So the first cut in July was a surprise. No one was expecting a cut then. So market react with a big surprise. But today's cut, which is the second time that they cut in this year, it's not a surprise. Majority of people expect another cut today. So once the central bank make another cut today, then it's come out as expected. So two cuts so far, but then if you ask me going forward, I believe they will maintain the rate at this level at least until first half of next year.
All right. Mr. Wim, compared to other central bankers across the ASEAN and even across the world, the Bank of Thailand was generally more reluctant to cut rates as compared to other central banks. Why do you think that is? And more importantly, why do you think the tone might be slowly but surely changing? And why do you think they're being a little bit more open to cutting rates now?
I think the governor has been sending signal that the central bank, they want to maintain what they call policy space, so that they have some interest rate that they can cut when things are very bad. Now, Thai economy today is not that bad. It's still growing, although it's a slower pace. So I think they've been reluctant for the past year that if they cut too much, then if something goes wrong, worse than today, they won't have any tools to save the economy. So compared to other central banks, I think the Bank of Thailand has been more reluctant. And you're right. And I think because the rate already very low, like 1.something%, so they don't have much room to cut much further.
Okay, so negative rates probably are going to be a near impossibility in Thailand, you think?
I hope not.
Okay. So let's talk now, Mr. Wim, about the ASEAN summit that happened in Bangkok. It just wrapped up, actually. But apparently, one of Thailand's bigger concerns was a decision made by the U.S. recently to suspend about $1.3 billion in trade preference. I believe Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha also raised this and is asking for talks with the U.S. to reconsider these. U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, who was in Bangkok, says that these concerns might be overblown over this decision to suspend these things. Do you think that Secretary Ross is right, or is this something that, say, Thai markets and the Thai economy needs to worry about?
I quite agree with what Ross said, that it's a bit overblown, because the preference that we got all along was like to give some special treatment to some sectors. And the Prime Minister, he was trying to say that we come a long way. We should have developed ourselves to do better in these sectors or these products. So when they lift the preference, then we should be okay because we no longer a country that should be given the preference. But what I want to say is that actually this is happening in a time that things are really, very bad. Our export has been showing negative growth, about 2.7% year-to-date. So I think we are getting impact of the overall trade war environment that's happening between U.S. and China and the other parts of the world. So things are already very bad, and this will just make things a bit worse, but the impact might not be that much because the global trade already is slowing down. That's a short run, by the way. In the long run, we hope that Thailand will take some benefit of relocation of some manufacturing, maybe from China, to avoid tax to Thailand and Vietnam. So we start to see some movement in the eastern seaboard or in some industrial estates that manufacturing, they start to take some move to Thailand. And but that will take a few years to see the results. So I think in the long run, we should get better on this part.
All right. We're still speaking to Mr. Wim Prompet. He's the Chief Investment Officer for Principal Asset Management in Thailand. Mr. Wim, I want to shift our attention a little closer now to what the market strategy might be for the rest of the year. De-risking or trying to mitigate or being very cautious about risk seems to be the preferred play for markets until the end of the year. Do you think this is the same strategy that can be applied to Thai markets at the moment? Or do you think investors, especially foreign investors, do you think now is the time to actually be a bit bolder when it comes to Thai markets, given some of these easing trade tensions that we're seeing in the landscape, and also perhaps the signs that there could be a bottoming out in the manufacturing space globally? What's your point of view? Do you think that de-risking or managing, mitigating or reducing risk is still the preferred play? Or can we be a little bit more bold when it comes to looking at Thai markets and Thai equities?
Okay, I have advice for different asset classes. For Thai bonds, I normally recommend investors to stay shorter duration. So we rather buy the short-term bond because the longer Thai government bonds, they don't give much return compared to the shorter one, but they take they give a much more risk level. Like the 10-year bond now is trading about 1.5%. The 1-year bond is about 1.4%. So you are paid just 0.1% for taking a much more risk there. So for bonds, we recommend short term. For the REIT market, real estate investment trust, we actually manage a fund that invests in Thai, Singapore, Australian REITs, and now we recommend clients to underweight Thai REITs because Thai has gone up a lot, and we give more weight to Singapore and Australia REITs because they tend to give higher yield, better asset quality, and they are much more diversified in terms of geography. Now, when we come to equity, the Thai stock market, we recommend clients to put more allocation when the set index go below 1600, which is we think that is a good entry point. And then to answer your questions, should we de-risk? I recommend clients to focus on sectors that are defensive, like utilities, hospitals, commerce. And these sectors, they are not getting impact of the global economic slowdown, or they don't get impact on the cyclical nature of the business environment. We recommend underweight petrochemical and banking sectors because they tend to fluctuate a lot in this environment. So yeah, we recommend a good entry point below 1600 set index and focus on defensive sectors.
All right. Lastly, before we let you go, Mr. Nguyen, I want to get your thoughts on this. It's actually a voice to me by a few analysts out in Bangkok recently. As we know, the Thai baht arguably the strongest currency in the entire ASEAN region at the moment. They actually pointed out that on occasion over the history of the Thai baht, it's actually been a bit of a sleeper safe haven economy, which seemed to show sign of strength in times of trouble, including during the 2008 financial crisis. Do you think there's any truth of this? Get to this, given your vast experience and your deep experience covering Thai markets, is the baht really a safe haven currency that perhaps many are discounting at the moment, or maybe many global forex investors are perhaps overlooked?
So I mentioned that exports has been negative this year, but import is even more negative. So we actually still have a credit card surplus year to date. So that's one reason why Thai baht continue to strengthen. And I have a look around and I found that there are a couple of classes that have been safe haven year to date. So you have US dollar, you have Japanese yen, you have gold, and you have Thai baht. So Thai baht has become one of the safe havens just, I think, because people think that we still have a strong central bank, credit card surplus, And although we don't grow that fast, but we still okay. Economy is not going so bad. And I noticed that early this year, foreigners, they come in to buy Thai bonds a lot. Mm-hmm. And they buy bonds to speculate that you will go down, and they were right on that one. They also buy bonds to speculate that Thai baht will strengthen, and they were right. So foreigners make double profit, one from currency and one from bond. And they should be happy doing that. And I think that's one of the reasons why baht has been strengthening strongest currency in this region year to date by about, I think it's been strengthened by about 7%. And partly because a lot of foreigners coming to buy our Thai bonds.
All right. And currently the Thai baht trading today at 30, spot 30 against the U.S. dollar and still looking rather strong. We'll have to leave it there. Mr. Win Prompet, the Chief Investment Officer at Principal Asset Management Thailand, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon on Across the ASEAN.
Across the ASEAN, only on Money FM 89.3. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.